Can I help somebody today? Through it all, God still chose Peter. Peter didn't believe him when he told him how to fish. When they was on the boat fishing in Galilee and had been out all night long, Jesus said, cast on the right side. Peter said, Jesus, you need to stick to preaching and I'll stick to fishing. And Jesus said, cast your nets. And as a result, they caught more fish than they could imagine. And Jesus told him, you will now no longer catch fish, but you will be a fisher of men. Men catch fish to kill them. Fish are caught to be killed. Fishermen fish for men to save them. You get that? Usually when you catch fish, you catch them to cook them. But when a fisher of men catch fish, it's to save them. Bless his holy name. God chose Peter to encourage people who have fallen and people who have messed up and people just like himself and people just like you and I. Amen. Remember in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 33, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desire to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you. Aren't you glad that God would take the time to pray for you and I? He says, I prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brothers. Yeah, he didn't say if. He said, you're going to run away. You're going to fall away. So when you return to me, strengthen your brothers. Amen. Look, Peter can encourage those who are struggling, those dealing with suffering and failure, because he knows just how bad he messed up. We need to learn that it is in our struggle that God is preparing us for ministry. It's in our struggle that we learn how to help someone else. Amen. You can never help somebody else if you have never gone through anything on your own. You can't share what you have never been through. You can talk about it, but you can't be in it. Amen. That's why God got some of everybody to help witness to somebody. Because what you may not have done, somebody else has, and God can use that to help them. Now, whatever it is you wrestling with, he can use your stuff to help somebody just like you. Amen. We can't be quick to look down because somebody don't look like us, dress like us, sound like us, smell like us. Amen. When they come in, we can't look down and look around and hope they don't sit beside me on Sunday. Peter may have been disqualified by men, but he was chosen by God. Can I say that again? Peter might have been disqualified by men, but he was chosen by God. And aren't you glad that God chooses the mission and he chooses the missionary? Amen. He's the one who puts any of us on assignment. If there's anything that we do that's worth talking about, it's God who gave us the opportunity to do it. We're not qualified to disqualify the sent out one. Amen. God knows what he's working with. God knows exactly every part of our being, that which we do well and that which we don't do well. And he's able to take our mess and help somebody else